Welcome to the Green Living Show. Whether you live in the Northeast, Southwest, Northwest, or anywhere else in the country, this is the place to learn about how to be healthier and save money. To be on the show, call us at 1-866-444-3478. Or just sit back and enjoy the chat. Here he is, your host, the Dirt Doctor, Howard Garrett.
Thank you, Logan, and welcome, everybody. We're going to have a fun day today at the Plano Center in Plano, Texas. If you happen to be listening via computer and in the Dallas-Fort Worth area, I hope you come out. The doors are open. This is the second annual Health Fest. Marty Whitkin, our friend, and on another radio station with our group of radio stations. She's on the Word 100.7 in the Dallas-Fort Worth area. Marty is into nutrition and herbs and human health and all the related kinds of things, and started a show last year. I thought she had been doing it for several years. It was so good last year, but it was the first one. This is the second shot at it, so we'll tell you a little bit about that. Also have a new contest that I want to tell you about our latest dog from the SPCA, Carmen. We're going to have just a one-weekend deal, not a long, drawn-out thing like we had for the other two dogs, Tater and Hannah. But Carmen is our new dog. We have done the DNA test. I know what her DNA is, and we're going to have a little contest and prize for whoever gets it first on the air this weekend. So take a look at her. She's on the website. She's on dirtdoctor.com. She's a sweetheart. She's just give you a little bit of information about her. She's 107 pounds. She's mostly black, sweetheart, and has gotten along great with our little SPCA mutt, Tater. She and Hannah aren't the best of friends yet. They tolerate each other, and that's about it. But you can see the pictures on the website. Click on the picture at the bottom of the homepage, and you can go to the other shots. And if you want to guess what her DNA is, how do we know? Well, there's a test out there, and we started talking about it when we did the contest with Tater and Hannah. And the way it works is you buy this little bio test. You swab the inside of their cheek with a big old long Q-tip type of a thing, a couple of them. You let them dry out, and then you put them in the envelope that comes with the kit, send it in. And then in about 2 weeks or so, they tell you what the mix is if you happen to have a mixed breed dog. If you had a purebred dog, they tell you that too. But the thing that you can do is win a prize. If you're in the Dallas-Fort Worth area, we might have the prize, a little consultation by me at your place. If you want that, those of you out of town will come up with something else, some other kind of little package for you. And have a little fun with that. If you've got a mixed breed dog, I recommend you do that. The kit costs $50 or $60, I think, the whole shebang, and I think it's worth it, because what you learn about your animal is not just, you know, why they look the way they do, which you do find out. It'll surprise you sometimes. We had some real surprises on Hannah and Tater. But the other thing that you learn that I think is valuable is that you learn about some of the characteristics, some of the habits that the dogs have. We learned, for example, on Hannah, she looks like a golden retriever, and she was part golden retriever. She's part golden. Her pictures, all our dogs are on the website on dirtdoctor.com if you haven't seen them. But she looks like a golden, but she also had English setter and Irish setter blood. And that wasn't a great surprise. What was a surprise, though, and my wife Judy didn't believe it at first, but boy, I did. I bought it from the word go. She has a fair percentage of, I think it was like 20% or something, it's fairly high, Dalmatian. And she's got very little white on her. She has a little white on her chest and on her feet. And you can tell that she's got that DNA because she is one of the hard-headedest dogs in the world, and that came from the, you know, from the Dalmatian. And Tater, he's a mix of all kinds of things. He's a mix of Lhasa Apso, Westie, West Highland Terrier. That, I think, was the most blood. Eskimo Spitz, American Eskimo, the Spitz breed, and a little bit of Chihuahua. And you can tell that Chihuahua blood in his face. But anyway, take a look at Carmen. If you got a guess on what her mix is, we'll have you on the air and talk about that. We've had some fun and a little criticism from our last newsletter. The last newsletter was about the stink bugs. We had a call come in last week on the show. Somebody in the Dallas-Fort Worth area had this imported from Asia stink bug that has become a kind of a big deal nationally. It's gotten a lot of press. It's a nuisance pest, and it also feeds on plants, so it can be a destructive pest as well. It comes in inside houses and office buildings and all kinds of things. And we wrote about what we recommended as a control, with the first one being vacuuming the bugs. And that's where I got some interesting emails. Several people said that's not a very good idea because it's going to make your vacuum cleaner stink like a stink bug. Well, a couple of things there. If you use a vacuum cleaner that has a removable sort of a bag, that's not going to be a big deal. If you have one that doesn't have that situation and you get some odor, what will take the odor away is zeolite. Zeolite is a rock mineral that we recommend anyway. You should have some for improving your soil and your potted plants and things like that. And if you have some around for odor control, that's a good idea too. We did an experiment, for example, with a mixture on some new landscaping that we did, and I came up with the idea, still a good idea, but I came up with the idea that had one little flaw in it. I tried to put together all of the soil amendments into one mixture that I recommend for bed preparation so that the landscape contractor doing the work could just get one material, put it in the area where the beds are to be, till it into the existing soil, and you're done, instead of having to put out compost and then several rock powders and then dry molasses and then cornmeal and all those kinds of things and mix them together. Well, one of those is going to have to stay out of the mix because it set up an odor in a hurry that we had to deal with, and we dealt with quite well with zeolite. We simply put zeolite out in the garden and kill the odor straight away. But the ingredient that set up the odor was the cornmeal. Dry molasses doesn't do it. It's cornmeal. And we knew it would to some degree, but we had to try it, see how it was going to work. And what we're going to do from this point forward is that we will be putting out all of the ingredients in one mix and then adding the cornmeal separately. It's kind of interesting that and when you do it that way, it doesn't set up a bad problem at all. And as far as the odor goes, you would think that the dry molasses would do the same thing, but it doesn't. The cornmeal, and I think it shows by having this this odor why it works so well. It fires up biological activity in a hurry, but when it's in a pile in the mix, it goes anaerobic real fast. The microbes are fired up real fast, but then they go anaerobic real fast, and that's where the smell comes from, this anaerobic condition. So we'll mix everything and then put the cornmeal in at the end, and if you do that, there's no odor at all. It's a weird deal, I guess, because it ends up being in the top, you know, 6 or 8 inches of soil in the bed preparation, and it's still aerated enough to not have that anaerobic condition be fired up. So we'll keep working on making things easier and easier. We did some work in our gardens, our experimental gardens, and the landscape gardens that have just, the new landscaping has just been finished. We sprayed everything with Garrett juice and BioWash, and I wanted to do that at this point, and I'm going to probably do it every 30 days like I'm recommending as an ideal situation now, because there were a few little insect pest things showing up. There's some aphids showing up on some of the new growth on some plants, ranging all the way from goldenrod to vegetables in the vegetable garden. to seeing a few beetles and things like that roaming around. The mosquitoes have fired up just a little bit, so we just decided to spray the Garrett juice and bio wash all over the whole place. I tried bio wash on one other thing that didn't work out as well as I expected it to, and it's probably because I put too much in. I put some in my windshield wiper container in the car. It cleans real well, but I put in a very small amount. I probably put a tablespoon in, but it makes it a little bit too much of a sudsy, soapy deal on the windshield. Cleans great, but leaves a little bit of residue on the area where the wipers don't hit. So if you give that a shot, put a very, very small amount. Bio Wash is a real nice soap. Howard Garrett, the Dirt Doctor, 866-444-3478. I'll be back.
Hello, gardening friends. I'm John Dromgoole. You've probably heard about Ladybug Natural Brand Organic Gardening Products. I'd like to talk about these high-quality products for your organic garden and landscape. Ladybug Organic Fertilizers are economical and easy to use. The Ladybug 824 All-Purpose Organic Fertilizer covers over 4,000 square feet. Just compare that with other brands. A Texas A&M study proved that it is better than all of the top synthetic chemical fertilizers, and there was no runoff to pollute the environment. It's really fantastic for vegetables, trees, flowers, herbs, and container gardens. It's granular and easy to apply. Try our other great products like Ladybug Flower Power for your roses, perennials, and vegetables. Our compost blends are famous in Texas, like our Revitalizer compost. Try our Vortex Potting Soil. Your plants will really love it. These and many other Ladybug gardening products are available only at independent garden centers. When you want quality and consistency, ask for Ladybug Natural Brand.
Zeolite has become and will continue to be a staple in my organic program, and I recommend one specific zeolite product. It's Zeotech from south of San Antonio. Their website is zeotechcorp.com. They have products for your kitty crystals. They have Zequine for the horse stalls, Zeobrite for the swimming pool filter, and Turfaid for the organic bed preparation. Check with your retail store and ask for Zeotech Zeolite.
Good sleep is an important part of your health. Savvy Rest has developed a healthy, comfortable bed made of natural, organic materials. Savvy Rest is committed to purity, natural, non-toxic, certified, and independently tested materials. Comfort. Every Savvy Rest organic mattress is customized. And value. Savvy Rest will long outlast a conventional mattress. For a store in your area, go to SavvyRest.com or go to the Green Living Store on DirtDoctor.com to order a cost-effective, quality bed for healthier sleep today.
Here are some myths and truths about healthy eating. Myth: vitamin B12 can be obtained from certain plant sources such as blue-green algae and soy products. Truth: vitamin B12 is not absorbed from plant sources. Modern soy products increase the body's need for B12. Myth: animal fats cause cancer and heart disease. Truth: animal fats contain many nutrients that protect against cancer and heart disease. Elevated rates of cancer and heart disease are associated with consumption of large amounts of processed vegetable oils. Myth: children benefit from a low-fat diet. Truth: children on low-fat diets suffer from growth problems, failure to thrive, and learning disabilities. Visit HowardGarrett.com for more information on living a healthier lifestyle and for finding great natural organic products.
For tough yard work, rely on the brand trusted by homeowners and professionals alike, Steel. When you're looking for a quality chainsaw, you can't go wrong with the number one selling brand of chainsaws in the world. Steel is legendary for designing powerful and hardworking chainsaws. With many sizes to choose from, we have one that will fit your needs. Visit your local Steel dealer today to check out our full selection. Prices start at just $179.99. For fall cleanup jobs, check out the full line of lightweight and dependable Steel handheld blowers. Ideal for cleaning the yard, deck, driveway, and sidewalk. Steel blowers can make quick work of leaves and other debris. Prices start at an affordable $149.99. Check out the wide selection of Steel Outdoor Power Equipment and discover the difference a steel can make. Affordable Steel Outdoor Power Equipment is only available at your servicing steel dealer. Visit your local dealer today or find one at steeldealers.com. That's STIHLdealers.com. All prices are CDC, VME, SRP, available at participating dealers.
What? You can't understand me? Once again? Well, I'm going to tell you again. Give them a call. It's Affordable Hearing, the hearing aid company that I recommend. They do a great job. They'll even give you one of the hearing systems to take home and try for a while, and there's no obligation at all. And I recommend you do it. If you've been having any trouble with your hearing or if you've had hearing aids in the past and it didn't work out very well, their hearing helpline number is 800-521-1592. They're available 7 days a week to answer your questions. You hear a lot of other advertisements about hearing aid companies, but this is the one the Dirt Doctor recommends. It's Affordable Hearing. The number again, 800-521-1592. They'll even meet with you on Saturday or Sunday if that helps your schedule. Affordable Hearing, 800-521-1592.
Spring is here, and it often brings the need for many home repair projects. Is your household budget stretched so it's hard to afford basic home repairs and improvement projects? Here are some green living, do-it-yourself projects that will enhance your health and save you money. Fix a leaky faucet. Paint a room with low VOC paint. Install an attic tent to create an air transfer barrier between your attic and living areas. Install a solar attic fan. Enjoy a high-powered, water-saving showerhead. Purchase do-it-yourself radiant barrier for your attic ceiling. Or get an easy-to-install under-sink water filtration system. These projects require having the right tools and, more importantly, great information so you don't have to figure everything out by yourself. Visit howardgarrett.com for helpful step-by-step advice, how-to guides, and the best products for your spring green living home improvement projects.
So I'm on, right? All righty, Howard Garrett back with you. It's 866-444-3478 if you want to join us. And joining us from the colony right now is Jim. Hello, Jim.
Good morning, Howard. Well, it's that time of the year when these little brown, stripy things are falling from my tree.
Yes.
And it's an oak tree. My question to you is, do I just rake these things up and put them in a bag to be hauled off, or do I mulch them up with my lawnmower?
Well, you can do it either way, Jim. You can put them out in the turf.
Hello.
Jim, can you hear me?
Hello.
Jim can't hear me, apparently, Kevin. You might have
anybody
to pull him down, and he can just hear me on the radio or something. What those are, Jim, are the flowers of the oaks. And you can mulch them into the turf and that way turn them into fertilizer. Or you can rake them up and put them in the compost pile, or you can just leave them in the beds as a mulch. They're very nutritious, very beneficial. The last thing in the world you'd want to do is put them in a bag and have them go off with the trash. So either work them into the turf or the compost pile or leave them in the beds. One of those three would be fine. If you had something else, call us back. Jim, I don't know what happened to that line. Let's try Lee in Fort Worth, Kevin, next up. Hello, Lee. Well, what's going on, Kev? Brown patches in St. Augustine grass is what he called about. I got a feeling we're going to be getting a whole lot of calls about that in the next few weeks. Lee, are you there?
Hello.
Lee, are you there? This is Howard.
I'm here. Can you hear me?
Yes, sir. What can I do for you?
Okay, yes. Brown patch, the horticultural cornmeal. Do I water it in once I lay the dry cornmeal down?
Yes, it's best to. That activates it and gets it going. What cornmeal does to help prevent or to cure brown patch or any other kind of fungal disease is it stimulates a beneficial organism called trichoderma, and you're going to fire it up by putting out the moisture with the cornmeal. So
what about some Thrive or Garrett juice on top of that?
That'd be great. They work together very, very well. And if you do that, do all that together, not only will you be shutting down the disease, but you'll be fertilizing and setting up a furious amount of new biological activity, and that'll get you off and running.
So I wouldn't necessarily have to remove that brown patch and then, you know, put new sod down or plugs down.
No, if it's the diseased brown patch, and we've got some pretty good pictures of it, you probably know that is what it is. It'll green back up. That's not dead. If it is totally dead, and I'll be getting calls about this, if not today, sometime soon. We've got some dead stuff in the turf this year because of freeze damage. And in some cases, it was a combination of the disease and the freeze damage. In some cases, people even had chinch bug or grubworm damage. So you have the combination of the two. So doing what you're talking about, cornmeal, Garrett Juice and Thrive, you couldn't do anything any better than that, except possibly adding the soap product I mentioned, BioWash, to the spray at about a tablespoon per gallon.
Okay, listen, thank you so much for all your help.
Okay, appreciate the call.
Bye-bye.
And let's see, there was somebody else. So Jim came back. Jim, you there?
Yeah, I'm here this time.
Can you hear me this time?
Yes, I can hear you fine.
Okay, good. Did you hear what I said?
No, I didn't hear anything.
Okay. Well, once again, real quick, what those are, those are the flowers of the oak, those little squiggly things that you were talking about. And they're really good organic matter. You can leave them in the beds where they fall. I do that quite a bit. You can mow them into the turf like you suggested. That works fine. And at the very worst, you'd rake them up and put them in the compost pile. You never want to get rid of them. They're a very valuable piece of organic matter that comes from your oak trees there.
So just use them as they fall.
Yeah, I had tons and tons myself this year. In fact, I think everybody had a pretty good crop. If you mow them into the turf, they disintegrate, and you won't even see them. If you leave them as a mulch in the beds, they don't look really bad, and they'll break down fine and become an important part of your compost pile if you go that route.
Okay. Has anyone else said anything about not being able to hear you on the Internet?
No. That's the first that I heard.
Every time I click on your link on the Dirt Doctor page to listen live, it just comes up with a town hall radio, and that's all, nothing else.
Huh. Okay. Well, I'll check with our folks and see what the deal is. Anybody else out there that's having good or bad luck about that, give us a report in here.
Okay.
Jim, I appreciate it. Hopefully we'll get that fixed.
Okay. Thank you,
Dan. And we got an open line if you want to jump on here. It's 1-866-444-3478. Let me tell you about Health Fest a little bit, the event where I am. We're going to have great speakers all day long. The first speaker's coming up right away, as a matter of fact, Marianne Block. I'll tell you more about all these people when I come back from this next break. But Doug Kaufman is here. He's going to be talking. Fred Pescatore. I'm going to be speaking at 2 o'clock on growing healthy herbs and vegetables and also fruit with the natural organic techniques, and talk about some of the new techniques and new products and all that kind of thing. Kyle Smith will be talking at 3:30. We've got plenty of room and a lot of people already here, but come on in. It's the Plano Center, if you're in the Dallas-Fort Worth area, out here close to Collin Creek Community College, which I did the landscape design on a long time ago, and then they let it kind of go back to chemicals and to pot. We'll be back in a minute, 866-444-3478.
It's spring, and the deer are back dining on your garden delights. People everywhere have found the best natural solution to lost greenery. It's Deer Scram, America's finest deer repellent. Deer Scram is organic and really works, guaranteed. Deer Scram's granular formula is easily applied, doesn't smell bad, and lasts through rainfall. Look for Deer Scram and find independent nurseries and garden centers, or visit deerscram.com. That's deerscram.com. Deer Scram, the name says it all.
Learn to live more natural and organic by purchasing one of Howard Garrett's best-selling books. His natural organic program is better in every way. The organic method is the most efficient, most cost-effective, and most fun of any approach. You can learn about growing beautiful landscaping or delicious, healthy food crops, pet management, and natural living. Howard Garrett books can be found in the online store at dirtdoctor.com or in stores in your neighborhood. Purchase one of these fine books today so you can start enjoying living the natural way.
Without good health, little else matters. Good health affects weight, skin quality, teeth, hearing, eyesight, and enjoyment of life. It also affects your energy, controls your allergy sensitivities, and helps prevent the degenerative diseases like diabetes, arthritis, heart disease, Parkinson's, Alzheimer's, MS, and cancer. Here are a few ideas on living a more healthy life. Drink water from glass or stainless steel rather than from plastic bottles. Plastic, especially the soft plastic bottles, outgasses contaminants that accumulate in the body and negatively affect your health. Eat food that is grown or raised naturally and prepared with little or no processing or toxic chemicals. Exercise regularly. Walk or do more vigorous exercise on a regular basis. Work out with a partner or join a yoga, fitness, or martial arts class. Visit howardgarrett.com today for more information and products to help you live a healthier lifestyle.
It's Munster Natural. It's the product line that I've been involved with since the creation of the product line. And there's very special things about the products. No toxic chemical preservatives at all. Some very unusual ingredients. Some things that you will not find in other products. And there's new formulations available that have some more great ingredients that you are really going to love. Beautiful coats, energy, health. That's what it's all about with Munster Natural. Hanna, Tater, and Carbon, like all of the different formulations. They've been eating the chicken and rice formula more than anything recently, but the new formulations have no corn, no wheat, and no soy. For a lot of people that have been asking about that, the green bag for normally active dogs, that one's still around because a lot of people have used it and had great success, including me. It's Munster Natural dog food and Munster Natural cat food as well.
What cookware should I use? It's a great question because you may already be aware of the problems with pesticides on produce, the mercury in fish, and the chemicals generally in our food. But you may not be aware that your choice of kitchenware can make a difference too. Typical pots and pans can contain chemicals which leach into our food, Teflon in particular, but also aluminum and PVC plastic. Here are some guidelines to watch for. Avoid non-stick pots and pans, bakeware, and utensils because they contain Teflon. Although non-stick kitchenware is very convenient, Teflon is made from toxic compounds which have been linked to cancer and reproductive problems. Avoid pots and pans that may cause aluminum to leach into your food. It's best to use glass bakeware and stainless steel or cast iron pots and pans. Stainless steel and glass mixing bowls are great too. Visit howardgarrett.com for more information on how to live a healthier lifestyle and find great health-improving products for your kitchen.
All righty, Howard Garrett back with you. The Dirt Doctor telephone number to be on the show is 866-444-3478. We pulled up the show on the computer here and to see if there was a problem on our computer of it, listening to the show via going through dirtdoctor.com. It pulls up Town Hall Radio, and it's playing fine. So the caller that said that they were having trouble hearing it, it must be something about your computer because ours is working fine here. We'll continue to look into that. Anybody else having issues, let us know. Let's talk about some of these people that are going to be speaking here today a little bit more. Just starting right now, Mary Ann Block, Natural Therapies for Symptoms of Ear Infection. She's on right now. Doug Kaufman then will be coming up at 11 o'clock. Doug's radio and television. I think he's mostly a television personality these days, talking about health issues. He's going to be talking today about rethinking depression, multiple sclerosis, and other brain and nervous system disorders. Fred Pescatore is going to be talking about gut health, a new approach to weight loss. And by the way, one of the things that's really interesting that Judy and I think I have experienced it to a degree too, but I keep eating too much. Judy's lost a fair amount of weight, and she thinks that it is directly related to this Dr. O'Hara's probiotics that we're taking now, because she says that that's the only thing that she's changed. And she's got a friend that's tried every kind of diet thing in the world, and she exercises a lot and has just never been able to lose weight. She's going to start on the probiotics this week, and if it works with her, well, I think we have a pretty big story. This probably isn't any surprise to the people with the company, but it's something that we have just personally experienced here recently, the weight loss. And that may be what he's going to be talking about to some degree at 12:30. At 2 o'clock, as I said, I'm going to be talking about growing fruits and vegetables and all the new techniques and procedures that are involved there. And then at 3:30, Kyle Smith will talk about proven ways to sharpen your memory and mental focus. Marty Whittakin is the host of the whole thing. She's not doing a talk. She's just running around talking to everybody here. There's a lot of products available here. They've got a whole store right across from where we're broadcasting here. They've got a store with all sorts of things, from vitamins and supplements to the organic kinds of things that I talk about all the time, Garrett Juice and Thrive and orange oil and all of those sorts of things. If you're just new to listening to this natural organic program that we recommend, it's all there for you on the website on dirtdoctor.com. And then if you can't find the products in your area, you can go up to the bar at the top of the page and go to the Green Living store and get the products there as a last resort. If you talk to your local retailer and they're interested in carrying these things, they can contact us through either Dirt Doctor or the wholesale distribution company, which is called the Natural Organic Warehouse, and get information on getting the products into your city and into your distribution, into your retail stores. And that is one of the main things that we try to help with. We also have a newsletter that helps you with this information on a weekly basis. I'm going to stop telling people that it goes out on Tuesday, because we never get it out exactly on the same time. Plus, I didn't realize how long it takes to go out. There must be something around 80,000 people on the list now, and it is it takes a couple of days for it to all go out, I guess, so everybody can get it at the same time. And as I mentioned, the latest one is about the control of this problem stink bug that we have. And one of the things that we put in our newsletter about this stink bug pest, besides how to control it, our recommendations on the control of the bad guy, we also put a link in there that takes you to the information that's from our Texas Bug Book and from the website that talks about beneficial stink bugs. And there are several. There's the two-spotted stink bug, which will stab and suck the juice out of caterpillars and other various moths and various pests that you have in the garden. And then there's one called a brocomina, or the tree stink bug, and it looks very similar to this this one that the website is about that has become a problem. The only thing about the brocomina is if you look at it under a magnifying glass, it doesn't have to be real powerful at all. It looks like it has little jewels all over it. It's a gray color in general, but if you look at it real closely, it's got really pretty little shiny gem-like things all over its back. And it is a beneficial that you do not want to kill. So look at the two carefully. I saw some of the beneficial stink bugs, the brocomina, early in the year, and now this problem one is showing up and I think being more of a nuisance than anything. But a few people have told me that it did some damage to their vegetable garden crops, and we don't want that. What we recommend there, besides the physical removal, the vacuuming and all, is to spray with any of the orange oil-based products or any of the EcoSmart products. If you hire a pest control operator to do the work for you, you can instruct them that you want to use eco-exempt products. And tell them that, you know they work and that's what you want to use, and don't let them talk you out of it, because eco-exempt and eco-smart are basically the same thing. One's for commercial use, the other's a homeowner line of products. The products are made out of essential oils like rosemary, clove, peppermint, things like that, and they kill, these products kill invertebrates. In other words, they kill insects. They'll also kill centipedes and millipedes. If you've got a problem with any of those, a lot of the centipedes are very beneficial, so be careful with that idea. But scorpions, any kind of invertebrate, these essential oils are neurotoxins for. But, and here's the most important piece of the puzzle, they're not neurotoxins to vertebrates. They're not neurotoxins to birds, to frogs, toads, lizards, cats and dogs, livestock, you and me, all that. And that's why we like them. They also have an aromatherapy situation. And women especially love the smell of the stuff. So if you have any kind of pest problem around the house at all, that's a really good direction to go. If you have orange oil that you use for cleaning, you can mix the orange oil at 2 ounces per gallon of water. And spray, that won't burn foliage in most cases. You can use it stronger than that in the house if you're not spraying a plant foliage. If you put molasses or the entire Garrett juice mixture or fish and seaweed or something like that in when you're spraying outside, you'll still get the insect control, but it'll be buffered and it won't burn the plants nearly as much. The stink bug can also be controlled with diatomaceous earth. The good diatomaceous earth products, the ones that are natural and unprocessed, we don't want the DE to be processed like swimming pool filter. That becomes a very dangerous product to breathe. It changes the material from being about as dangerous to breathe as dust around the house, household dust, into something that won't break down in your lungs and can be a real problem. Swimming pool filter DE is okay because when it's in the filter, it's wet and it's, you're not breathing it and all that kind of thing. But people working in that industry putting in DE filters need to be very careful and wear masks and be careful not to breathe that stuff, because it is not good to breathe at all. And then there are diatomaceous earth products that I really hate, and those are the ones that contain pyrethrum. Pyrethrum is a natural material. Comes from a plant, so does hemlock, and I don't recommend either one of them. People that spray these pyrethrum products around have several issues. One is that pyrethrum will accentuate allergies. Your allergy problems will be a lot worse. And in a lot of cases, it will cause allergic reactions, and this includes up to and including asthma, kids' problems, real serious stuff. Well, why is that such a problem? Well, two reasons. One is some companies put diatomaceous earth and pyrethrum together in the same product and then dust that around the house where people can breathe it and, touch it and get it in their bodies. That's not good. Other people do something far worse than that. They put it in mosquito misting systems, and it blows out this material on a regular basis. Sometimes just has pyrethrum, not the DE in it, but the pyrethrum combined with the DE is even worse because you have a carrier with it that can be irritating. But the pyrethrum by itself in the misting systems, I think, is very, very dangerous. And there's a lot of people out there that have these things, and they think that they're really great. We looked at all of the different options for the misting systems. We looked at different equipment. I think I went through about three different setups, and I went through about seven different materials to be misted out of the system. And I was trying to come up with something that wouldn't hurt plants, wouldn't hurt wildlife, wouldn't hurt the cats and dogs, and wouldn't hurt people, and would be something that would be cost-effective and control the mosquitoes. And I came up with a blank slate. Everything I tried had a problem. We tried cedar. It clogged up in the system. We tried, what else did we try? We tried the EcoSmart and EcoExempt products, and we tried garlic. We tried all kinds of things, and every product either had a problem with the equipment and jamming up and not continuing to function properly. I never got comfortable with the fact that when you're misting something all the time, even if it's a repellent type product like garlic, that you're doing more damage to beneficial insects and microbes than you are to the targeted pest. And then some of the products burn the plant foliage. So everything we looked at just didn't work, and I took them all out. I don't have a misting system at all. I go out and spray garlic, and I put out dry granulated garlic at about 1 pound per 1,000 square feet. And that fragrance from the garden, from the garlic, does smell like somebody's cooking Italian food for a few hours, and then it lasts for several days, up to 20, maybe even 30 days on repelling mosquitoes and other things in the garden. We like to stimulate the beneficial insects to help with the program, and that's why the garlic works. It doesn't kill them. I'm Howard Garrett. It's 866-444-3478. I'll be back right after this. Don't go away.
Tired of poor-performing crops, gardens, or lawns? Texas Plant and Soil Lab offers you the most accurate and thorough soil nutrition test in the industry. Our special method is accurate for every soil type and in all areas of the country. The quality of the water you use for irrigation is also critical to the health of your soil and plants. We can provide you a complete analysis and corrective recommendations for your water. Go to TexasPlantAndSoilLab.com today to see useful information and a full description of our services. That's TexasPlantAndSoilLab.com or call 956-383-0739.
Howard Garrett for Thrive by Alpha Biosystems may be one of the most important products in the landscape and vegetable gardening industry. You'll find that these products enhance the soil life and stimulate root growth and top of plant growth better than any product you've ever seen. And that includes increasing the flower and fruit and vegetable production. Use Thrive on herb gardens, vegetable gardens, potted plants, lawns, and landscaping. Website is usedthrive.com.
How does your garden grow? Your inner garden, that is. Just as your flower or vegetable garden needs cultivation and care to grow and thrive, so does your internal flora. The intestinal tract's natural bacterial balance needs to be carefully maintained for proper digestion and optimal health. Environmental stress, illness, medications, and poor diet are just some of life's storms that can disrupt this balance, causing digestive problems and compromising your overall health. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are a flora balancing system that replenish and restore your inner balance by weeding out the detrimental bacteria, fertilizing the beneficial ones, and creating a harmonious internal ecology, 100% vegetarian and free of pesticides and chemicals, planting the seeds of vitality and good health with Dr. O'Hara's probiotics. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are available at Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, and other fine health food stores nationwide. Feel the Dr. O'Hara difference.
It is not uncommon for the air inside a home or office to be more toxic than the air outside. This is because of the presence of toxic materials that outgas and the fact that homes and buildings are better sealed and insulated than ever before. Keeping windows open as often as possible allows fresh air in and keeps toxins flowing out. This is especially important when cleaning your home. Skip the store-bought air fresheners and instead try boiling cinnamon, cloves, or any other pleasant herbs. Also, plants may not make your house smell different, but are good for filtering contaminated interior air. Natural organic cleaning products are now on the market and are competing for that spot under your sink. They are non-toxic and they do not put off toxic gases. Visit HowardGarrett.com for more information on how to live a healthier lifestyle and to find great products for your home that work well and don't contaminate the air.
There's more to an organic lifestyle than organic gardening and natural organic foods. These are important, but so are the following: non-toxic paints and stains, cleaning products, water filters, bed and bath products, bamboo cutting boards and food utensils, recycled artful countertops, energy-efficient cookware, natural pet products, as well as energy-saving products like the right light fixtures and solar chargers for electrical devices. The place that can help you with wonderful advice and all of these products is Green Living. They're very easy to find. It's greenliving.com or dirtdoctor.com. Green Living has all of the gardening products recommended by the Dirt Doctor, but also organic coffee, The Missing Link, Redmond Sea Salt, baby care, bed and bath, home care, and pet products. That's greenliving.com or dirtdoctor.com.
Here are some myths and truths about healthy eating. Myth: vitamin B12 can be obtained from certain plant sources such as blue-green algae and soy products. Truth: vitamin B12 is not absorbed from plant sources. Modern soy products increase the body's need for B12. Myth: animal fats cause cancer and heart disease. Truth: animal fats contain many nutrients that protect against cancer and heart disease. Elevated rates of cancer and heart disease are associated with consumption of large amounts of processed vegetable oils. Myth: children benefit from a low-fat diet. Truth: children on low-fat diets suffer from growth problems, failure to thrive, and learning disabilities. Visit howardgarrett.com for more information on living a healthier lifestyle and for finding great natural organic products.
Looking for a clean air and organic lawn care company? Clean Air Lawn Care uses zero emissions, rechargeable equipment that is powered by renewable energy from the sun and is 50 to 70% quieter than gas-powered equipment. And new for 2011, you can get a free year of organic lawn fertilization when you discontinue your current chemical-using lawn care service. That's right. Clean Air believes so strongly about ridding your lawn of dangerous chemicals that we'll give you a full year free when you come clean and switch to our Go Organic enrichment program. Going organic just got easier, so call Clean Air Lawn Care today. For details and restrictions, go to cleanairlawncaredallas.com or call 469-892-5382. That's cleanairlawncaredallas.com or call 469-892-5382. Call today and don't miss your chance to come clean with a free year of organic lawn fertilization. Clean Air Lawn Care, 469-892-5382 or online at cleanairlawncaredallas.com.
All righty, Howard, back with you. If you want to jump on here, there's an open line at 866-444-3478. One of the things that Marty Whittaker and I have in common, we talked last week on her show and my show both, is a lot of the things I talk about soil health and plant health, have a very strong, similar relationship with the human body. You know, it's all about having basic good health, and then you don't have diseases, you don't have issues, and that's how plants work, and that's how the human body works, that's how dogs and cats and livestock work. It's one of the reasons why we helped to bring a dog food on the market. It's the Munster Naturals made in Texas and distributed across Texas and up into Oklahoma. It's not across the country. If you want to see how you might be able to get the products in your area, you can contact us through dirtdoctor.com, and we'll let you know what the best way to go would be. They've just come out with some brand new lines of products. I'm going to be talking about them quite a bit because they have new packaging, they have new ingredients in the products, no wheat, no corn, and no soy in the new lines, and a lot of people wanted that, and it's a big deal to a lot of people in a lot of ways. They're keeping the green formula that is for normally active dogs, the one I've used the most with our dogs, but we've also been using the chicken and rice formula that's been around for quite a while, and it doesn't have corn and wheat in it either. I haven't quite determined yet which one of those our dogs like the best. When they eat one of them, they look like it's their favorite, and then the next time we give them another choice and they act funny at first, and then they devour it. So I haven't seen too much difference yet. One of the things that we have to give out here today is our basic organic program, and you can get that yourself if you're not here in the Dallas-Fort Worth area and can come by today. We continue to update it. It's in its latest iteration right now, and you can get it off the website. Just go to dirtdoctor.com and click on the button that says Organic Guides. And under Organic Guides, you'll find the basic organic program. You'll find the fruit and pecan tree program that's organic, of course. You'll find the rose program. And you will find the sick tree treatment, which is the thing that I offer to people every time they tell me that their tree is in trouble. I got one in trouble at home myself right now, and I was kind of irritated that I had missed something. It's a tree that was planted years and years ago before I got into this issue of trees needing to be planted much higher, and it's in an area, kind of a corner of a courtyard where the water stays there. It's real shady, and it doesn't drain probably quite as well as it should, and the tree was a little bit too deep in the ground. Well, those things together spell death for a tree, and our Japanese maple may not make it. It's got some pretty good rot at the base. I'm going to take some pictures of it and do some heroic things as far as exposing the flare and doing the sick tree treatment and see if we can't save it. But it had quite a few dead limbs in it, and I was scratching my head, and I finally got smart enough to look at the base of a tree, just like I tell everybody else to do, and I wasn't doing it on my own tree. I hate for it to go. We've got so many Japanese maples, it won't be that big, it won't be that huge of a deal, but I'm going to try to keep it alive, and if we can, in as bad a shape as it is right now, that would be a pretty big deal. All the other trees that we've planted bare-rooted at the office and at the house are doing beautiful. We just did a large planting. I was telling Bob Webster on his show this morning, we do a little 30-minute visit every Saturday morning on KTSA down in San Antonio, and we were talking about the fact that we just planted a lot of plant material at the house. New complete landscape area was done. And only three categories of plants did not do very well using the bare-rooted techniques. We bare-rooted every plant. And we bare-rooted everything from trees and large shrubs, annuals and perennials down to ground cover. The only plants that did poorly were oak leaf hydrangea. About half of them look like they may still be alive, but they don't look very good. And the wood fern in general looks pretty pitiful. Didn't like the bare rooting much at all. And then one that I told the guys would probably not make it before we did it, and we did it anyway because they really didn't have a choice. It was a little Japanese maple that's a coral bark maple, and it had to be moved. Didn't have any choice. It had already leafed out. It had just leafed out. And it was in an area where the beds were totally rebuilt, and in the past they hadn't been great about drainage, and they hadn't been done very well either. It was kind of some old anaerobic soil, not a very good place to have put the little tree in the first place. And it looked like it was going to make it for the first couple of days, and then it wilted and died. So those three things, a brand new foliage plants and oak leaf hydrangeas and the wood fern, all the other things, all the ground cover, all the ophiopogon, all the annuals and perennials and the hollies and the viburnum and all those things did very, very well. So take a look at my planting techniques on dirtdoctor.com. And I think timing was the biggest thing. A lot of this stuff is just brand new foliage. If you do it after it's hardened off in the summer or in the winter, you're not going to lose a plant. Howard Garrett, the Dirt Doctor. We've got another hour for everybody on the Internet. Hopefully it's working for you. And in local areas on radio stations across the country. 1-866-444-3478. Our website's dirtdoctor.com. To get our newsletter, send us an email to info@dirtdoctor.com.